How long have you been doing the increase the peace benefit?
How long? 3 years. Three. This will be the third one.
Why did you decide to do it in the first place?
Well, it all started 3 years ago after New Year's Eve. I think Humboldt woke up to the news that Father Eric Fried was a priest, a local priest around town. He was viciously murdered. It was a really terrible experience. Brutally murdered.
Yeah,
And
I heard about that. His sentencing is coming up here
I
soon.
think it already may have happened, or yeah, it's coming up soon. I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, it was really a really sad day. I mean, he had married my wife and I, so that kind of hit home. And just before that, there, a few months before that, there was the murder of a really great kid named Sunshine. That was just a stupid act of violence. He was killed along with this high school girl. I forget her name at the moment. Sorry about that. But yeah, it just seemed like all of a sudden there was all this, like, just like perpetual violence in Arcata that, having lived here like 18 years, it was very few and far between before that. So it was all of a sudden, whoa, this is just like keeps happening and keeps happening, and what's going on? So it was just a reaction to that, just feeling like I'd seen and heard enough, and I felt like maybe we should have a gathering of the community, if nothing else, just to kind of say, stand up and say, hey, this is ridiculous, like, And so we threw this concert together. I got together with people like Mike Drunkers, and I got together with, gosh, this girl Jessica is awesome, and a whole bunch of community people got together on it. I mean, we really rallied. I had a meeting, and like all these people showed up. Kevin Hoover from the Eye at the time was the Arcade Eye. A bunch of people showed up, and they all wanted to help. So we did silent auction. We got bands together. We raised some money. We put it on multiple venues. Humboldt Brews was a part of it too. Jambalaya, and if nothing else, it was just to raise some awareness and get everybody together. Everybody was kind of fed up, and it was really a great event. Then I did it the following year. It was not as well attended, but still everybody was busy doing other things. But I just decided I wanted to have a regular event that everybody could get together and kind of rally around peace, as basic as that sounds.
I think it is quite the fabulous idea, and you also raise money for nonprofits as well.
Yeah.
Like this one is benefiting Stop the Violence, which is definitely something that I'm behind because that's one of Kayhum's things,
Yeah.
of course, and it's a wonderful cause as it is. Now, Courtney Weaver, her story is quite
Yeah.
incredible.
Well, I've known Courtney when she lived here. She's a awesome singer, musician, just always came out to the blues jam every Tuesday that we used to host here every week, and she'd always see her band around town. She was amazing. And that, again, another just senseless act of violence, just crazy, crazy story. And she's such a strong woman. I mean, she survived, first of all, which is amazing. We still have her. And, yeah, and she moved away to Seattle, and I've been going up to Seattle with, playing music with my bands or whatever, and catching up with her and talking to her, and just her, I mean, not only her survival, but her will to, like, speak out against domestic violence, and she's really taken it to the next level. I mean, I think she's gone to Washington, D.C. She's got a big article in Cosmopolitan magazine coming out that's supposed to be really big about her experiences. I think she even had some kind of book, or she was a part of a book. And she doesn't stay away from telling her experience in explicit detail, and I think the story needs to be told to a broader audience, and I think she's about to bring it to a bigger audience, And a lot of people love her and admire her, and she is the strong a strong, strong person.
A lot of people would have given up, like playing music after that, but she
Yeah.
taught herself how to sing again and.
Yeah. I mean, I don't I she could probably tell the story way better than I know it, but I mean, yeah, it sounds like she went through a lot to come back, and her music has got more of a powerful message now than obviously than it's ever had, and it's pretty amazing. And I'm really excited that Object Heavy, my band, gets a chance to back her up. We've been sort of learning the song she sent to us, so we're excited about that concert and playing with her. But yeah, I mean, and it was just so fitting that it was Valentine's Day, which is all centered around love,
Yeah.
She wanted to come up here really bad. We've been talking back and forth all the time. Went to Seattle. When am I? You know, I want to get back up there. I want to play the Jam. I miss it. I miss it. And now she gets to come home, and I think she's excited. She's really excited to come back. We're really excited to have her come up here. Her friends are all coming out. Yeah, it's a good community of musicians up here that are really rallying around the cause. It's gonna be really good.
Yeah, and it's a holiday weekend. I mean, it's perfect time for people to travel, and it's also an all-ages show, so people can come with their families.
It's an all-ages show. That's a new thing that we're doing at the Jam. Every Sunday we're having family shows, and, you know, in the afternoon, like 1 to 4 style. And what's cool about this is if you have a Valentine's Day date plan or whatever in the evening, great. You don't have to miss it because this show is from 1 to 4, so you can come in the afternoon, bring your family. All the money that we collected at the door is completely going to the Stop the Violence Fund through K-Hum. And Cliff will be there, who started that whole thing. So I'm happy to have K-Hum involved in it, and I'm happy to get all the families out and have them have something to do on a Sunday afternoon, you know, where the kids can roam around and have fun, and the parents can be here too, you know. They don't have to, like, get a babysitter. They can bring their kids. That's totally what it's all about, you know.
And help share the love and peace on Valentine's Day. It's just, it's perfect.
Yeah.
So high five to that.
Yeah, right on.
All right. Thank you so much. Do you want to add anything else?
No, not really. I just really want to encourage everybody to try to make it out and be a part of the event. And I want to thank everybody that does come out and all the community people that are out there working hard for peace. There's a lot of them out there. And, you know, Stand for Peace on the Plaza every day. The Community Plaza Project is doing a lot to clean up the downtown Arcata. And I think we really, really need to kind of radiate on peace down here in Arcata, especially because it's getting out of hand, and it's going to be good to kind of raise some awareness. So kudos to everybody that supports that, you know, including K-Hum.
And it's a suggested $5 donation, right?
Yeah, suggested. Okay. Yeah. Come. I mean, just come. If you can't put anything into the pot financially, just come anyway. Your presence is worth more than any money. So, yeah.
This Sunday, 1 to 4 at the Jam. Be here.